Here we go.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Cindy Sansone Braff, author of Grant Me a Higher Love and Why Good People Can't Lead Bad Relationships. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole is a beautiful young woman, a writer, an entrepreneur, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order, and she's here to share her love stories and her war stories with us. She's the voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, since Nicole knows women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Well, hello, Nicole. How are you this evening?
Hello, Cindy. How are you? I'm well.
Good. And everyone's a little excited to hear how your wife's music, European little venture turned out.
Yeah.
It was fantastic,
and she did four dates, that ranged three in the Czech Republic, in all different places, and one in Vienna, Austria. And on the second show in a city called Brno, there was a representative there from one of the online magazines in the UK that does a lot of write-ups for her genre. And his article had come out, I guess, yesterday or today, and they sent her a link to it. And, of course, they had wonderful things to say. The European audience really, really loved everything that they did. And kind of like the little icing on the cake there was, one of the last lines, because they went through, how it was their first trip to Europe and, what their sound was like and, how they filled out the venue. And like the last, two lines of the whole article, or rather of their portion of that article, were, and their drummer is an absolute machine. She's fantastic. Enjoy Europe, guys. And that was how he ended it all. So it was like really, really nice for her to get, for the band not only to get recognition, but for her to get a little bit of recognition as well. Because what many people don't realize is that when you're dealing in music, drummers, female drummers especially, are not very, very common. And a lot of female drummers, they have a certain, they have a certain stigma around them, of not being able to hit as hard as the guys, not being able to hang with the guys. And one thing that people have constantly said about my wife's drumming and her style is that she hits like a guy. She's not good for she's not good for a girl drummer. She's just a good drummer, for any, male or female. So, and that's one thing that she's always prided herself on, was the fact that, she's not a girl drummer. She's a drummer, or rather a percussionist, because she does branch out. Not only does she do set, but she does bongos and she does congas and she does other percussion instruments as well. So, to hear her get that little bit of recognition, it was really, really nice. I was very proud of her.
Oh, that's great to hear. And of course, we're glad she's home safe and all of that.
Of course.
That's where, she belongs here too, but I'm so glad she had a great time and we knew she would do.
No, it was great. It was great.
She's definitely a winner here. It's funny. We have a lot of people who have been like emailing us and kind of some of them let me know they want a reading tonight. So that's always good. But what do people have to do if they want to talk to us? Because I know there's one person that wants to talk to us, but she didn't press.
Yeah. You need to press the number one so that I get a little alert that I have to pick up that particular line. And I saw a new one come on, and I'm assuming that's the person that you were talking about, Cindy.
Yeah, the 3390, yes. Course, I don't know what happened with the music in the beginning of the show, because I don't know what that glitch was.
You know what? It's par for the course with Blog Talk. So we have something new or something old, really, every time we start the show. So,
Well, the most wonderful part. is that it's still like, it's still like it disappears from my website, like, but you could usually just go and see, listen to the shows, but it'll be on like my HP, but it'll disappear from the Mac. Then it'll be on the Mac, but it won't be on the iPhone or the iPad.
Blog Talk is not forgiving with Mac. I had to do the show. I had to borrow a computer when I wasn't at home, and I had to, you know, to borrow a computer. And let me tell you something, it was a Mac, and it was awful. I literally had to resort to doing some of the work on the Mac and doing the rest of the work on the on my phone, because it was just easier to do it through the phone than it was through the Mac. It was just terrible.
Right, and we're just trying to figure out why the technical glitch is that it comes on my web page, you know, my homepage. There's a big blank spot where the radio show should be, you know, on the homepage. It's just lovely.
It's okay, because while the music was on, all of a sudden it was plain as day. Like, you know, my Blog Talk went out, and I knew that it was up because I still heard you, you know, through the phone, but I couldn't find it. I literally had to shut everything down and reopen a new page just for the page to come back up.
Oh, see, so I guess it's a little glitchy today. What can I tell you?
Yep,
but as long as we're still going. So anyway, we're going to pick up 3390. She's one of my favorite clients, and she's occasionally calls in, but we haven't heard from her for a long time. So let's see if we can pick her up, and then you can maybe screen some of our other callers, because we do have a lot of listeners tonight.
All right, let's see. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Cindy. Hi, Nicole.
Hi. Is this Caitlin?
Yes, it's Caitlin.
Who we love. She's another UConn grad like me. So, you're a life coach, and she phenomenally channels wonderful things. And anyway, I'm happy that you wanted to call in and just tell us what's on your mind.
So I finished my workbook, which now I have to see if it's going to be financially. I'm just trying to see if it's worth the money for me to publish it, because I was talking to Staples and they said it's going to be like 14 cents per page on top of $7. So it's going to come out to like $20 for me to print the workbook. So I'm just trying to see if that's going to be worth it for me to publish it and get my return on investment, you know.
Have you thought about going through like Create Space on Amazon or something? Because you know, that's where Grant Me a Higher Love goes through, and you know, they're pretty good now about, like, when I years ago used to pay kind of a lot to get them up and stuff like that, but now it's pretty much if you have your, you know, have your cover art and all of that, you have all of that done. You might want to check out them first. It's called KDP Select. And I'll email it to you. You email me, because they may be able to upload it and print it on demand for you, so that people buy, you know, one copy at a time. And when you do it, you would say you would buy it for the price that they would give you, and you could sell them for a bigger price. So you might be better off seeing if you check that out first, because $20 for you know, the most you're going to be able to charge people is probably $25, $26.
Yeah.
And, you know, you don't want to be like that, such a little bit of a market. How big is the book? How many pages?
It's front and back, 12 pages.
So why should it cost that much for 12 pages?
Well, because they charge like 20 cents per page, 14 to 20 cents per page.
But you said it's 12 pages?
Yeah.
So how could it come out to $20 a book?
Because it's also $7 per book.
Okay, but it still doesn't seem like it should come out that much money.
Yeah.
I mean, it's 12, if it's 12 pages back and forth, it's 24 pages or 25 pages, something like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so still seems like it should be $12 or $10 or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't see it coming out. It's $20 a book.
Yeah, it would probably, maybe it'll be a little bit less.
Right, and again, you know, it looks like you might want to see if you can get maybe an online printer a little cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is it a book? Is because they're binding it? Is that what they're doing?
Yeah.
Hmm. you know, it still seems like a little bit high priced. But are you going to be selling them in your workshops, right?
Yeah, my workshops, and even just in general, if people just want to buy the workbook, because it has a lot of different topics. It has topics such as, like, dream board. It has that page, and then it has boundaries, and then it has a portion on, like, change, when you go through changes, and the truth of your life. So it has all different topics around, you know, your general life, and it's just a good workbook that asks questions. It has a lot of bullet points on things around the topic, so I worked really hard at it.
No, I'm sure you did. I mean, I don't know if you want to look into something like that. Could you do it on electronic books? Because electronic books you can sometimes download cheaper too. You can get them on a Kindle. A Kindle might be something. Also, if you were, you know, do you want to sell it on Amazon? Do you want to put it up there too?
Yeah, I think I'm going to try online and also publish it also as a book form.
Okay, because, you know, it's just, that's very expensive. So, I mean, you know, it shouldn't be that much money for that small a book. So,
yeah. You know,
if you want to look somewhere else besides Staples, because that seems like really over. Staples is not cheap, that's for sure.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
It'd be, you know, expensive. And is it a color book?
No, it's not colored. It's black and white.
Yeah, it sounds like an awful lot of money. So it didn't really cost that much. So get another opinion, especially online printers. You might be able to get a better price online printers. Because you want to try to keep it down to like where it's $6 or $7 a book, and then you could make some money.
Yeah.
Because there's a certain amount. People aren't going to pay $25 for a 25-page book.
I know. That's what I was thinking. It won't be worth it for me or them if I charge that.
No, not at all. So, you know, you'll go online and look at the online printers, because it just seems like a ridiculous amount that they're charging. So,
yeah.
You know, but, you know, the book looks excellent. So I wouldn't, you know, I would continue on that path. And are you planning on workshops? Because it looks like if you start them, you're going to do very well with the workshops.
Yeah, I've done workshops before. I'm thinking about going back to doing the workshops and also finding more individual clients.
Right, because, you know, that's good. Because, you know, you're an excellent life coach and you're trained in it. And, you know, work on building your business. And, you know, even with the book, if you can keep the, you know, the price down, you could give it as a perk for people who, like, take a certain amount of, you know, life coaching sessions with you.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
Because that would be something people would love. But it really looks like your business should start really taking off this year. You know,
that's
so focus energy on that. You know, you sound wonderful, by the way.
Thank you. I'm doing well. And anything in the cards for my love life?
Oh, I was hoping you were going to ask that question. That's always a favorite question. When you asked about your love life, and I started just shuffling, is you definitely have a soulmate coming in your horizon. Are you doing anything to find anybody? Because it looks like he's circling right near you.
I'm trying to go out to different, like, spiritual events and different events that are in reference to, like, life coaching, so I can meet other people and like-minded individuals.
That's very smart, because this summer looks like romance is in the cards, so I would get myself out there this summer.
Yeah.
He looks like a very responsible person, very loving. He makes good money. He's also getting the husband card showing up, because you're getting to the age where this looks like the next guy who comes is like the forever kind of guy.
Yeah.
Are you ready for that? Because it looks like this is like the forever guy is coming.
Yeah, I feel that way. I want that.
Right. And are you still doing your meditations and things?
Yeah, I've veered off a little bit from that. I was working on the workbook, and then, I don't know, just life in general. Just there's a lot of changes for me, and I'm just trying to also, like, focus a lot on the business, too, and reaching different clients.
Good. And because, no, this is your year. Work and love looks kind of linked hand in hand, so keep you know, expanding your professional circle. You should meet this man. You actually have a very good year ahead of you. What month and day is your birthday?
June 10th.
Okay, so I thought, so you do have a birth, because that will open up your birthday year, and it looks like come June 10th, from then on, some nice smooth sailing for you here.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that.
A really good year coming up.
Good.
A little bit of courage, and it is hard to build a life coach business, but once you get it built, you'll really fly.
Yeah.
You know, it's always, all my clients that are life coaches said it takes a little time to build
mm-hmm.
it. And work on the marketing of it as much as you can.
Yeah, that's the biggest point.
Well, I'm so glad you called in because, you know, I always love hearing from you. Let us know, you know, like email me or whatever and, you know, let me know about the printing thing. But I would look online.
I'm going to find out because I know Staples is like higher priced for a lot of different things that they do. So maybe I'll look for like another website or some printing company.
Look one that does printing, bulk printing. A lot of them are a lot cheaper than that. You know,
yeah.
A lot of cheaper than that. I mean, because I know like I just had them print up like, I don't know, a whole play, which was like 80, maybe 90 pages. And it was something like, I don't know, $13. So I don't know what price they're giving you, you know?
Yeah.
So call in and let us know what happens and good luck on your life coach business.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for taking me.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. We have Leslie. Now, Nicole.
What's that then? Yes.
What's with Leslie? Okay. You've written some things. Can you maybe let us know?
Yes. I have many things there. So we've got Leslie in Florida. Now, you have read Leslie before, and Leslie has called into our show before. And she just wants to know whatever you're picking up in spirit. Basically, from her last reading with you, some of the things that you told her were going to happen came to pass. So she wants to tell you about those
things.
I hope it was
good
things. You know what I mean? If it was good or bad, I was just excited that they happened. So, yeah.
I know. I'm not always happy when they tell me these horrible things that I thought were going to happen. I'm like, really? You know, I was hoping they didn't happen.
I know. But at least we've got a little bit of an update from Leslie here, and she wants to know, Sin, what else you're going to pick up for now, the next step. So here we go to Leslie in Florida. Hello, Leslie. You're on the air.
Hi, Cindy. Hi, Nicole.
Hi. So tell us some things that came to pass or what was discussed in the last reading and what manifested.
So far, I've had two of the things that you said come to pass. I had a reading with you a couple of months ago towards the end of last year. And basically at that time, I had talked to you because I was a little nervous about my review and how it was going to go. Plus, I was also talking to you a little bit about a guy that I liked that I told you he was from work, and you said that his mom and my dad that had both has passed had kind of put us together, but then it kind of didn't work out from his part because he had somebody that he was starting to see. And then the two things that came to pass was the first thing is you told me that the money that I was thinking in my mind that they were going to come very close to it, and they did, so that was
good.
Awesome. And
good.
Then the second thing that came to pass that you told me was that the guy that I was seeing that I found out that he was seeing somebody, you said that the girl that he was with was going to end up getting pregnant, and I found out like about a month and a half ago that she's pregnant, so that's like case closed, storyline. And he's expecting a child with her, so, and I'm, you know, I was a little sad, but you know, I'm happy for him also because he seems to be excited about the new venture in his life and stuff like that. So
wow. But you know, it's funny because you know, the warning, you know, that, you know, she was definitely going to try to get herself pregnant, that girl. I remember the reading that, you know, he's a good
mm-hmm.
catch. And, you know, it's funny, he has some commitment issues. So it looks to me like she figured out how she was going to get him to commit, you know. And, you know, at this point, you know, I'm glad you're wishing him well. And, you know, are you still working with him?
Yes. Yes, we are. As a matter of fact, today was his birthday.
Oh, okay. Because it does, you know, in terms of him, so, you know, it looks like you're going to have to let, you know, let him go at this point, because it'll be, this will be playing itself out forever.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, what I see for you, though, is another soulmate. I mean, you guys definitely had a very strong soulmate connection. I, you know, it's even showing up here in these cards. But, you know, he, you know, has his commitment issues. It's not unusual that people will commit to lower levels of love. Like, he might, it wasn't such a great love affair with her, but now it looks like he's going to try to make it be, because, you know, it's what he has to do at this point in his mind.
Right.
In his mind, anyway.
Exactly.
But, you know, people get scared of a higher love because, you know, remember, he, you know, he has issues about loving someone who could die on him, you know, because after his mom died, that really kicked in. And his mother was the one who's been guiding the whole time, the reading from you that you had a while ago. And then when we did it on air and everything, she was the one who was hoping this wouldn't happen because she wanted him to have, you know, a child with someone he really, really loved, and that it would, you know, really work out. But, you know, he may have to have a child with a woman he doesn't love all that much to overcome his fear of loving someone who could die on him. It's kind of a backward way to go to it, unfortunately. But a lot of people need to do that. And so the warnings were sort of like, and, you know, told so that maybe this could have been stopped, because, you know, his mother's, you know, not from the other side, she's not overly thrilled about the situation. I mean, of course, it's going to be her grandchild, and of course, that to her is special, but she had wished it he had, you know, had a baby with you or with a soulmate, not this situation. She said it is what it is at this point. Now, as far as you go, I do see another soulmate being brought in alignment with you. You deserve that. And are you, do you want that now?
Yeah, I do. I do. I mean, basically, the minute that he told me that, you know, his girlfriend was pregnant, it was like, that was like, okay, time to close this book and completely put it away, because I knew that, you know, number one, it's the right thing to do. And number two, obviously, he made that choice. So, you know, I had to let him go so that he can start his new life with his family. And, and you know, I wasn't going to be no part of anything that, you know, that dealt with that, aside from being his friend, you know.
Right. And,
you know, he's
and
a
as
great
a sister
guy,
of women, you know, he's choosing this. That's what you have to step back. I mean, it's such a common scenario now with my clients. And oftentimes, like, the people just break up for a short period of time, and the guy goes with someone and she gets pregnant. And, you know, meanwhile, you know, you saw the woman was in a long-term relationship with him, and now he's, you know, he's got having a baby with someone else. It seems to be a lot happening now in the world. But but for you, you're not responsible for the fact that this relationship didn't go where it should have gone. Okay, you're going to be granted another soulmate. And are you doing anything to find anyone? I'm always asking the same questions, but, you know, you can't just stay home and think, you know, love's going to fall in your lap.
No, I'm being a little bit more proactive now. You know, I'm taking steps and doing things to, you know, make myself feel better and put a different energy out there so that I can meet somebody. I'm a little bit now, I have some things going on and stuff like that. So I kind of like, even though I got a raise at this job, I was kind of thinking about switching jobs because I kind of may have to need to earn more money because I may have to move out of the place I'm living in. So I kind of wanted to know what you thought about that also.
Okay. Yeah. I do see a move. So I'm glad you're pretty aware that the move may have to happen and occur. Because I definitely do see a move here for you. Getting another job is a very good idea, too, because you would make more money, for one thing. Two, it looks like you could expand your friendship world, and, you know, you might meet this person through the people you meet at work or even through work. I mean, remember, you met your last soulmate at work. Older souls, all we do is work. God knows we got to bring love while we're working. How else are we going to find it? So, you know, if you've exhausted the possibilities in the job you have now, it does look very good. So putting out some resumes would be like, you know, getting out there would be good because you have a lot of change showing up in the cards and good change, but fast change. Like once you make up your mind, you really want these changes, you know, the universe will move it forward. You know, it's a lot though, because it's a lot at once, but,
yeah.
Do you want to stay in the same area where you're living?
Yes, I do. I love the area where I live in, and I've been looking, and everything is going to be at least $250 more. So it was like, no, I can't do it with the raise that I just got and the job that I'm at. I'm going to have to earn, you know, more money and stuff like that. So it's kind of like, yeah, I kind of got to look for another job, you know.
So sometimes when, you know, things like this happen and it looks, you know, like bad, I have to move. It's usually God's way of pushing us forward. It's forcing us because, you know, money is forcing you to look for somewhere else to live. And even
right.
moving somewhere else, you could meet this person through meeting new friends.
Exactly.
So it looks like all the shakeup is to move you in the direction of where you're supposed to be love-wise. And
right.
so look at it as, like, older souls don't like change. Okay, they like the devil they know. And we kind of have to be forced forward. And
right.
if you notice, the universe is kicking you in the ass. You got to get out of
right.
your apartment. Now you're going to need more money. Now you got to get another job. You know, it's almost forcing you out of your comfort zone.
Right.
But don't look at it as a bad thing. Because, you know, these kinds of forcing us out of the comfort zone lead us to better places. And that's what it
right.
shows for you, better, more money. You know, when you go in the interview, you know, you don't have to tell them, you know, what you make, you know,
right.
they don't really know. You can up it a little bit because, you know, this way, you know, get yourself a little more money because you don't want them to
right.
offer you $20 more because that isn't going to, you know, that isn't going to make it. And
right.
it looks like you'll be staying in a similar field. Is that what you want to do?
Yes. Yes, I do want to do it. You know, I when I first got the job that I'm working at now, I liked it, but so many things have transpired with the job, like I would say halfway through my time there, that now I'm kind of like, okay, you know, this isn't really exactly the type of job, kind of what I'm used to doing and stuff, even though it has the title, it's not really, the title really doesn't go with what the job is. So I kind of like got a little disheartened, and I was kind of like already starting to think maybe I should look for something else, you know, that's a little bit more along the lines of what I know the title and the job should be aligned with and stuff. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Wonderful. And know that, you know, everything really looks phenomenal for you and the changes.
Okay.
Really phenomenal. And, you know, call in again and let us know. And it's
yeah.
so funny. Good old Andrew, who always listens to our radio show, just said, have Caitlin text me because he can help her with the book. Okay, so I just love our radio show because we get people instant help here on Caitlin. So the caller before you. So now that, you know, I just got this message, somebody's going to be like in the universe is going to hear what you're saying. I need a new place to live. I need a better job. You know, so put it out there.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm not scared. I'm looking forward to something new, you know?
Well, good. And don't be afraid of that. Mm-hmm. You know, and everything looks really, really great in your cards. So, and I'm glad you gave us the update because, you know, I'm always, you know, curious, like, oh, you know, what his mom told me, I guess, was accurate, you know.
she
was the one so concerned.
She was on it. She
was on it, right?
Yeah, she said that girl was going to get pregnant, and it's She got pregnant the first time, and I felt bad because he told me that she miscarried, and then she got pregnant again, and this time it seems to be holding, and I'm excited for him. You know, it's going to be his first child. He's really excited, so it's like, you know, I really am happy for him, and I'm wanting for things to work out because obviously this is what he decided. So if this is what you want, then I wish you nothing but the best, you know. So we'll see. We'll see what happens for him, you know.
Well, great, and keep us posted and call in again because we always like to hear. You know, it's a little bit of a soap opera here, you know, like here the continuing saga of people's lives.
Yeah.
What comes?
Yeah.
Remember, you weren't responsible for the ending of any of this relationship or whatever, or not even that he ever never really let it go where it should have been. You know, and again, people can commit to lower levels of love when they're afraid of commitment. Because,
of course.
And sometimes people have to go those steps, you know, and the steps to where they belong. But, you know,
right. With
you, nothing is bad in your card. You actually have a wonderful future. So, keep, you know, call in again and let us know when you get this new job.
I will. Yes, I'll call you when I get my new job and my new place and update you guys again. Hopefully it'll be before the end of this year.
Okay, great. Good night. Have a great evening. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Now, Nicole, isn't that funny that Andrew said, you know, that's what he does. He can help her. Andrew's like,
yep,
is our knight in shining armor. You don't know how he helped me. I didn't even mention this to you, which I should have. I had to do a poster for the show, and the poster came out, you know, fine, but they wanted one to go. It had to be a certain way, vertical, and the JPEGs and everything, blah, 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 was specific. And I didn't done it right, and who the hell knows how to do this, and I had to make it from a landscape into a vertical, and I'm trying to do this, and I started crying for like an hour because I just didn't know how to do it, and I'm crying and crying and crying like a baby, and Jillian, we all know Jillian, the young girl who died.
Yes, we do.
She's it like this: now stop your crying and text Andrew, message him now, he'll know how to do it. I'm not kidding. So I go, okay. So I email Andrew and I go, I don't know how to do this. He goes, I'll be able to do that. And then he said, you know, he the second answers me, right? And then I send him over the stuff. And a minute later, he goes, the resolution's not good on it. And I go, and then I text him back, I can't find the original. And I'm looking. 5 minutes later, 10 minutes later, I find it. The same second, he already found it online, the image. Okay. I'm like, okay. And another 7 minutes later, he sends it back to me, all perfect. Could you imagine? Andrew's the man. And I had to say, and it was so funny because I'm just like, who can I ask? I don't know what I don't. But I go, Jillian, you let me cry for an hour before you told me what to do.
Listen, sometimes you just have to feel your feelings, and that's it.
Well, no, she said, no, we just thought it was so funny. How anytime you can't do something by yourself, if you can do it by yourself, you'll just spend 10 hours doing it and you won't cry that you're doing 10 hours of work that you don't know how to do, but you're figuring it out. Okay. But the second you can't figure it out and you can't do it for yourself, you just fall apart. You know, that's what she said. You just fall apart. You have to work on that, was Jillian's attitude. You have to work on that. So I said, all righty then. But he's like, oh, and then, you know, I've been working on the program for the play in this coming up in the summer, and it's coming up pretty good, but certain things I'm having trouble with. And so I said, I'll just ask Andrew. I'll do 98% of it, and then I'll have the Andrew figure out the last little thing, because he seems to be so good at this stuff, you know.
Andrew's like good at everything.
I know. He's like the knight in shining armor. Okay.
He really is.
And, you know, and he's such a good guy. So we just pray that there's a soulmate out there for him who recognizes this. Okay.
Because, I really hope so. Cause you know what? And I was thinking like the other day too, it's like, you know, cause you know, I've got a couple of male friends and like, they're such great catches. And I'm like, I know no females for these men, you know, and it's terrible. It really, really is. Like, and the females that I do know that are looking, like, I wouldn't do that to them. it's terrible. I mean, it really, really is terrible because, you know, I mean, I would love to see Andrew just, you know, go get swept off his feet. you know,
no,
and then and be on
and
the nice
and
happy
it,
road.
And it's there. It's in the air for him. So, thank goodness for that. And so we have someone else you screened. Okay, you want to tell us about this person and where she's from and what's the story.
We have Elizabeth, and Elizabeth is calling us from Illinois, and she's got a love life question because all of a sudden, out of the blue, a past flame, Cindy, has popped up in her life, and they're from like 9 years ago, and she wants to know what is up with that.
Okay,
so
first
here we
of all, 9 years, you know the 9 on to 10, okay? Like,
nine?
I'm not surprised they start surfacing again.
Yep.
It seems to be something about spring that makes ex-lovers pop up. You know?
Oh, God, please don't say that.
In the spring. So, okay, so let's hear what
here
Elizabeth
we go with Elizabeth.
Oh, wait, is this the first time we've had somebody from Illinois? I think we've had Chicago. Yeah, okay, but
yes.
All right, so let's put her
Hello,
through.
Elizabeth, you were on the air.
Hi,
Elizabeth.
That was a very, very meek hello, Cindy.
Oh, okay. Hi, Elizabeth. I know it's kind of scary, but we don't usually bite. We don't usually bite because we're not in person here. But if you came to my house, you might get bitten. But since you're on
only,
the other end of the
line,
yeah, you're pretty safe from my biting you. So now,
I'm
interesting
the one you
gotta
look
enough,
out for.
I'm going to ask you a few questions just to clarify what we've got going on here. Elizabeth, when you met him or had him 9 years ago, did you feel like a soulmate connection, this like heart, soul, mind, body thing going on with him?
Yes. Yes, I could not breathe. I dropped my glass. I just was like, you know, it's just like that never happened.
Okay. Uh-huh. That's soulmate. Because, and it's funny because soulmate relationships tend to work in 5-year cycles, and you're getting 9 on to 10, and him being brought back to you now is interesting because with soulmates, there's like a celestial contract between you and him, and this 9 on to 10 is this contract going to be that we're together as soulmates, or are we going to close up the contract for this lifetime or for, you know, a couple of decades at this point, if it doesn't work. It looks like when it ended, it wasn't such a great ending. Do you want to tell us how it ended?
Yeah, this other girl was really interested in him, and she basically interfered and made up stories about me, and he didn't know what to think, and she got him, obviously, by not playing fair. And in the end, their relationship didn't work, and I told him it wasn't going to work, and he told me from the beginning that she wasn't the one. So I think he learned a big lesson, and he just contacted me out of the blue recently, and we've been talking a lot. Sometimes we talk for hours, and it seems better this time around. We're really, really communicating, talking about deep things. But we quite haven't gotten together yet. He's talking about it. He is a Taurus. He is very, very shy and stuck in his way, like stubborn.
Uh-huh. Now, I'm a Taurus, so be careful there.
And I'm an Aries. I'm like, okay, I want it now. I want you now. Like, we don't have time to waste.
So it's funny because you both have birthdays, so it's kind of in your birthday year he's resurfaced, huh? So does he live near you? How far away does he live?
No, about 30 miles. So that's kind of the problem.
That's not okay. 30 miles isn't far, really.
No.
Okay.
No.
I mean, you know, it's not like he's, you know, not like he's got to walk from Alaska. Okay. And you know, how long has he been? Have you been talking to him, back and forth now?
About 6 months.
6 months and 30 miles and you haven't gotten together?
Well, we have a couple times. But
okay.
Not like, you know, like intimately or anything like that.
Okay. And it looks to me like he's got some commitment issues here still.
Mm-hmm.
How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
50.
Okay. And how old is he?
40.
He's 30?
40.
40. Okay. So he's a little bit younger than you, which is great. Soulmates often have age differences. That's not surprising. But, you know, it does look like he's a little bit afraid of commitment and he's trying to take it slow.
Yeah.
He doesn't really want to mess it up this time. I'll give him that much credit.
He said, we really need to make this work. And I was like, oh, my God. You know, I was like in tears. I was like, yes, yes.
Right. I mean, he doesn't. But 6 months without being intimate starts to concern me because what is he doing for sex? Okay. And, you know, and oftentimes men are porn addicts nowadays. So if they're content not to be having sex with you for 6 months, I'd be concerned. What are you doing? Are you with someone else? Are you hooked on porn? Because the fact that men are not moving fast enough, this is like not heard of in other periods in the history of the world because men want sex. So they normally committed a hell of a lot faster than men are committing now. But, you know, aren't you starting to wonder why he doesn't want to make love to you and be with you that way?
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about it, and, you know, we've really, really, really talked about it a lot. And, you know, he wants to know what I like, what I don't like, what would we
do. But that sounds like a man that, to me, looks at a lot of porn because they want to talk on the phone and hear what you're doing. And it doesn't that doesn't seem, like, great to me, like talking about sex and not having it, because there's a lot of men they can, and I have so many clients, I'm hearing this story all the time where the men will talk sexual to them and sexting things, and yet they haven't been with them physically. And
It wasn't like that before. It wasn't really.
Yeah, but you haven't been with them in 9 years, and the world's changed in the last 9 years.
Yeah.
The level of people looking at porn and the astronomical numbers of people hooked on porn in the last decade is horrendous. So, if I were you personally, and maybe Nicole can, you know, say her opinion in a minute, but I would, you know, say, you know, this is going on too long. I mean, you know, women have needs, and women in America are, like, really getting horny. I mean, they're not having sex with men. So, I mean, I pretty much say we've been talking about this. You know, it's making love. It's not like, you know, signing a world peace treaty here. You know, there's a point where, you know, you might want to see if, you know, unfortunately, a lot of men have PIED, porn-induced erectile dysfunction, from masturbating too much to porn. And something like even Bravo Television had asked me what to sign a man isn't who you think he is. I said, you've been talking to him for 3 months and seeing him, he doesn't want sex yet, he wants to take it slow. It's not a good sign after a while. It's like, so, I mean, and I know he was, maybe people are normal 9 years ago. Maybe he's still normal. Maybe it's just that he's so afraid he doesn't want to bring it to the intimate level. But either way, if he's afraid to be intimate, if he's got some kind of dysfunction from porn, any of that is kind of a red flag here that there's something not right. So at this point, I would kind of say it's time. I mean, don't you want to be with him physically? Or do you have that desire at this point?
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely.
So, I mean, you know, saying to him, you know, when are we going to get together? We have to move this forward. You don't need a phone buddy, a text buddy, you know.
No.
And 30 miles is not far because, you know, I remember when I met my husband, TJ. He lived all the way in Montauk. I live in Patchogue. That's at least 30 miles. It's an hour and a half ride, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I met him on a Saturday night. The next day was Easter, and he called me on Easter and said, you know, when can I see you? And I said, I have only a few hours on Tuesday afternoon if you want to come. He drove all the way from Montauk for a few hours, okay? If a man wants to be with a woman, he's gonna walk from Montauk to Manhattan to see her.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to walk long distances. So figure out that you wouldn't be calling in if you weren't starting to wonder if something's not right here.
Exactly, exactly. And I told him, look, I'm running out of patience here. It's just like we got to move on this. You know, we've got to figure this out. We've got to get it right. And you know,
how can you figure it out? You got to figure out what. There's a point where maybe first of all, you have to make love to a person to see if it's still there, to see if they're.
I know.
What if you're with him and it's like all of a sudden there's nothing left? You know what I mean? It's like this is something, but it's not normal. Men not having sex with women for 6 months, Look, you know, I grew up in the tail end of the hippie era. This is like unheard of to my generation.
Right.
We never heard of this. Men wanted to see us all the time. They wanted sex. They wanted to be with us. There wasn't this, I have to figure it out. Really? They had to figure out they want to have sex. You know what I mean? It's like, come on. I mean, there's a strong connection between the two of you. I could see that. But there's a couple of red flag cards coming up on him. That I'm like concerned with, and I'm always throwing it out to him. And, you know, if a man doesn't want to have sex with you, there's a pretty good chance he's a porn addict. And I would rather be with a heroin addict than a porn addict, because porn addiction is almost incurable. It is so hard to cure. One of my clients is a leading sex expert. She can't believe that after 20 years of doing this, her job is all men in their 40s and 30s who are impotent from porn. And then unless they're willing to not look at porn, no masturbation, no drugs, no alcohol, only making love to whom you love, it's almost incurable. And so, saying to him, look, you know, I have needs. I want to be with a man who wants to be with me. Like, and all of my clients are beautiful women, and, you know, they're lovely, and they're not having sex with the guys. I have clients that are in their 30s that live with men they've never had sex with. I just can't believe it. It's like, what? And they're all wondering if there's something wrong with me. He doesn't want to move forward. You know, no, there's something pointing wrong here. So, he just might be terrified of the step forward, but that's not a good sign either.
Right, because he did before, and he keeps talking about it. Oh, it was so great. Oh, my God, it was great. I can't wait to try it again, blah, blah, blah. You know, but it's just like, you know, it just hasn't happened. And for one thing, he's a caretaker for someone. So I think that has a lot to do with it. There's just this really heavy responsibility that he can't get away from.
Again, we're making excuses for people. Men want sex, okay? Men that used to dig coal mines 14 hours a day, 15 hours a day, came home and wanted sex with women. Like, this is something that we're always making excuses for people, but it's really, you know, moving it forward sooner and figuring out what the story is here, because, you know, you don't want to be a year from now, we're in the same boat here.
Right.
Because it doesn't look to me that he'll move this forward very soon. He'll have a million reasons why he can't. And so, you know, and it's not a lack of him caring about you, because that's not what I'm seeing. I'm not saying he doesn't care about you, okay? And maybe he cares about you too much and he doesn't want to screw it up. He could say that, but, you know, but at this, and maybe if he didn't care about you too much, he would have had sex with you already, because he wouldn't care if he, you know, made a mess out of this. But your relationship really can't move forward unless you become, you know, start making love and being intimate with each other.
I agree. And that's what's frustrating to me, yeah.
And Nicole knows I'm saying it all the time. I can't believe the number of clients, that women I have, that are not having sex with men that they're with, whether it's their husbands, it's their boyfriends. I mean, it's like, what? I mean, you know, they have sex once every 2 months, never. So, you know, ask him. I mean, like, and when you saw him in person, you know, was there intimacy? Were you kissing? Things like that?
Yeah.
Okay, and that was all good, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not making sense unless he's just terrified here too. So
I think he is. My cup of time. I don't have another 9 years to wait. I just don't.
Right, terrified. But again, if you know, we are, older souls are great enablers of people. We enable them so they don't have to heal their issues. And 6 months has been more than patience with this.
Yeah.
You know, like, where are we, what we're going, and put your cards on the table. Are you looking for a committed relationship? Is that what you're looking for?
I am, yeah.
Okay, so, you know, tell them that you need more than this. I mean, how often, you know, you said you talk all the time. And if he could talk to you for hours, he can come drive and see you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's, you know, it's not, there's something just not gelling right here. He tends to have a lot of his relationships go pretty toxic. Do you know that about him?
Yes.
So, I mean, you got to figure out why are they all turning so toxic, and what is mm-hmm. he told? And has he told you about any of these relationships?
Well, the last one kept pressuring him to get married. Like 9 months after she met him, she moved into the same apartment building, and then she was pressuring him to get married, and he was like, no, I'm not ready, and, you know, I don't know what happened. She was just very manipulative, and, of course, it blew up, and I told him from the beginning, you guys are not going to make it. I just can see it. You guys are not going to make it.
Right, and, you know, now he's given another shot at being with a soulmate. I mean,
yeah,
he's, and he's going to blow it if he waits too long. You know what I mean? He'll just be, you'll get fed up.
And look,
he's 40 years old and he's never been married or anything.
Right.
So he may just be a diehard commitment phobic here.
And
you want to know that too. So
mm-hmm.
it's pretty much say, what's the story here? Something's not gelling. Something's not making sense. Put your cards on the table. You know, we're too much dancing around people now. Everybody's afraid
mm-hmm.
to ask, like, what's the story? I mean, if it were me, I'd ask, are you not attracted to me sexually? Do you look at too much porn? Do you not like sex? Are you afraid we're going to get too close and you don't want that? Like, what is going on here? And,
mm-hmm.
you know, he may run away afraid if you say that, but at the point is, you know, you don't want to be doing this dance 6 months a year from now. I'm not kidding. I have clients doing this dance with men for 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the men are always like, I'm working hard, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. But the bottom line has been when they look deeper and look further, they often uncovered things that, you know, they needed to know and should have known sooner.
Right.
So, I mean, you're not in an exclusive relationship, right? Is he allowed to see other people? Are you allowed to see other people? Is that going on here too?
No, we haven't even discussed that.
So, how do you know if he's seeing somebody else? How would you know if he was?
I wouldn't, honestly.
And again, you see, it would concern me, like, I would wonder, are you seeing somebody else? What's the story? You know,
right.
that. And so, you know, the one thing about men is they're pretty like it when you just put the cards on the table and tell what you're thinking. But, you know, a lot of my clients, and, you know, I'm giving you this different scenarios that, you know, they think, you know, they're talking to this guy for 6 months and, you know, they're thinking it's going to go somewhere. And then all of a sudden he says, I have a girlfriend. I can't even see you. I met someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
you're also leaving him out on the open market. And, you know, soulmates are supposed to keep each other from the temptations of the world. You're certainly not keeping him from the temptations of the world. He's not keeping you from them. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, call in and let us know what's happening, but you wouldn't have called into our show if you weren't getting a little frustrated with what's here.
Yeah, exactly. I just couldn't figure it out. So I guess I'm just going to have to have a talk with him.
Right, because I'm seeing big commitment issues here, and, you know, he's not 12. He's 40 years old.
I know.
I mean, it's like, come on. It's like, we're grown-ups here, you know, like, what's going on? And, you know, Nicole, do you have anything to add to this, by the way? Because, you know, you've probably been listening and to the conversation about, you know, what's going on here with this.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if the flags are there, you know, I mean, and if you're already, like Cindy said, if you're already asking, you already have that unsettled feeling. And you know what? Your gut is a very, very powerful thing, and I would just trust your gut.
Yeah, trust your gut and, you know, let
us
know.
Are you unsettled by this? Like, are you confident here? Are you unsettled?
I'm starting to get feel that way about it, yeah. Because, you know, I'm impatient at this point.
Right, and it's something has to move forward. There's
mm-hmm.
a point where
yep.
everybody's moving so slow in their relationship
lately. And I don't want to, I'm not going to give him a third chance, you know. This is chance number two. I'm not going to give him a third chance.
That's why, I mean, you know, you don't get that many second chances with a soulmate. Like if, you know, you were my soulmate and I'd screwed it up once and I get a second chance at it. I mean, I certainly wouldn't be like farting around about this. I'd be like, wow, I've got another chance here. and,
mm-hmm,
you know,
yeah,
jump forward to it,
right,
and see how it goes. But, you know, call in and let us know what happens. You know, word it to him. But when are you supposed to see him? Do you have anything set up?
No. Mm-mm.
I would set something up.
Yeah.
Are you usually the one that sets things up, or is he?
He usually does.
Okay. So you know what? Catch him off guard. You set something up and see what he says. See if it's on his terms or on your terms. Because you know what? If he says, yeah, that's cool, and he makes the time, then that's great. And then, you know, you guys can arrange to see each other, and then you can feel it out from there. But if it's one of those situations where he needs to call those shots and he's only prepared to make the time for you when he feels like making the time for you, that still shows that he's, you know, he's reeling you in, but he's still keeping you at arm's bay at you know, at his whim. You know, and you don't want any of that mess because, A, it's a control game, but, B, it also means that he's probably hiding something if he has to be the one to constantly make those arrangements and he can't conform to the arrangements that you want to make.
Right, got it.
So I would kind of throw him off his game a little bit, and I would try to take the upper hand there and just say, hey, listen, you know what? I'm free on this day. Why don't we get together? You know, or I'm free for this weekend.
Yeah.
You know, why don't we go and do something? And, you know, I'm not saying plan it at the last minute where, you know, he would have to drop anything else that he did have going on. I mean, people do have other plans. So make it far out enough for him to most likely not have anything going on, but close enough for him to not have to have any time to scheme at all. And then see where you wind up there and make that be your first step.
Okay.
Right. Call in and let us know what happens because we're all going to be very curious.
Okay, thank you.
Good luck to you. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. You know, it seems to be a similar thing. A lot of callers. Do you think the same theme here?
Yeah.
Okay. You know,
listen,
a lot.
You know, love is in the air, and you know, the weather is getting nice. People are starting to resurface from their homes. It's not unusual that, you know, people are starting to, you know, make connections with people again, you know, I mean, but, you know, you still have to make the right connections, and you can't be so naive to think that just because somebody's reaching out that you have to reach back, you know, and
right.
I'm not saying that's what any of our callers are doing, I'm just making a statement there, you know, it's nice when people reach for you, and you might be inclined to reach back out, but you need to remember who certain people are, and why they haven't reached out before, why are they reaching out now, and why you may, and you have to think about why you may or may not want to reach back on some people. You know, I mean, some doors closed for a reason and they should remain closed.
Exactly. And, you know, of course, we'll be figuring some of this out in the future, but, you know, again, there's a point where we can't be enabling people. We can't be so
yeah,
patient
correct.
With them that they never move forward. Because human
yep.
beings seem to be like, you know, they're just going to stay, you know, the laws of, you know, physics. You're going to stay in the direction you're going unless something stops it. You know, they're just going to keep
yep.
going in this path. But it's astronomical numbers of people not moving their relationship forward. And
that's because they're too afraid to. You know, I mean, listen, there's a lot. Fear is very, very paralyzing. You know, and what's funny is that people are mostly afraid of the things that they have going on in their heads regarding moving those relationships forward than they are of actual things that happen. You know,
right,
I mean, fear is nothing more than your imagination. You know, I mean, it's imagination of what you think is going to happen. It doesn't necessarily mean that those things are active, that they're going to, you know, I mean, and, you know, when you think about people and when you think about why certain people are part of your life and why certain people are not part of your life, when you're thinking about who you may or may not want to share your life with, you have to take a very, very honest look at everything. And you have to take it, and one of the things that you need to take an honest look at is not just the other person. You have to take an honest look at yourself. Because if you do not, you are going to be projecting your fears onto this other person, and everybody will seem maniacal to you. Everybody will seem like they have ulterior motives to you, you know? So you need to take the honest look at you first, and you need to ask yourself whether or not you're ready. What work have you done on yourself to move yourself forward into another aspect of love or in, you know, into a different realm of love? you know, go from that self-love to the platonic love and then to the romantic love. What have you done to further that in your life? And then look at the other person.
Exactly. And, of course, we wish her luck in moving forward.
Absolutely.
And,
she sounds so lovely, and I hate the fact that, you know, that she's even questioning, you know. I mean, and it is a second chance, and I'm not one of these people that don't think that people can change. But you know what? People that come back into your life like that, you can't give them as long a leash as you did the first time. You got to give them a much shorter leash because you can give them a chance to show that they've changed, but as soon as they start showing their old spots again, out.
Right, exactly. Well, we're at the end of our show, and I'm sorry we didn't get to Jennifer, but we can have her call in next week, the beginning of the show, and we'll put her through.
Yes.
You know, I just felt like with the last caller that I wanted to make sure she realized she has a right to move it forward. Do you know what I mean? That
absolutely.
And sometimes you have to really kind of let people know it's okay to start asking, where is this going? Where is it going to be? Because otherwise, you know, you just find yourself a year or 2 years from now stuck in the same place. You know, the same back places. And
you have to remember, too, is that some people don't want to ask, hey, where is this going? Because they're afraid that the answer is nowhere. So they're happy staying in that space where they just don't know versus finding out the truth. But all you're doing there is you're just wasting your time. You're sticking with the devil that you know. You're not going to get a different answer a year down the line. If it's not a right fit, it's not a right fit, and it will remain not a right fit, whether it's 2 days from now or 2 years from now. You know, you don't ever want to stagnate. You want to at least know. And if you choose to stay and you know, then that's on you, and that's okay if you're not ready to move on yet. But at least you know the truth, you know. But don't just sit there and hope that the answer is forward, but then not ask if the answer is forward.
Right, and a lot of times people just don't want to know the answer. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
And if there's, you know, red flags, don't ignore them. If something doesn't seem kosher, it isn't. Find out what it is and, you know, figure it out so that you don't, you know, 5 years and I'll be mad at yourself that you wasted 5 years, you know.
Yeah.
With something that didn't go anywhere. So, and again, these men are giving women the illusions of a relationship. They talk to them for hours, blah, 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 but they're not really there for them. They keep them
like... You know what? Women do the same. Women do the same thing. Everybody does the same thing. When you are a scared, commitment-phobic person, it doesn't matter if you're male or if you're a woman, if you're a gay man, if you're a gay woman, you know, it doesn't really matter. That fear is universal, you know, and there are women that play with men just as badly as men play with women. They just play with each other differently. The manipulation is just different.
Right, exactly. Well, we hope that that moves forward. And again, thank you for listening. Thank you, Caitlin, for calling in. Thank you, Andrew, for all that you do for all of us. Thank you, Nicole, for being the best hostess and the mostess here. So we always need you.
And thank you, Cindy, for all of your hard work and all that you do to bring this show to us every week and for all of the energy that it takes for you to do this, you know, day in, day out, and then give your time freely for an hour every week to the people that rely on you the most. So thank you, Cindy.
You're
welcome. And thank TJ for sharing you.
Well, he just went sailing today with his friend and in a restaurant, so I think he's having a good time. I think he's fine for sharing me tonight.
I think he's all right, too.
He's okay. He's doing good, that guy. Well, good night, everybody. We'll speak next week. Bye.